Imagine trying to take a standardized test under the new Common Core learning rigors without understanding the English language.
How difficult is it to take some of the tests?
It's difficult because English is not my first language. I mean, I really want the Common Core. It's difficult for us. Even English is our second language.
Hodan Ahmed arrived 2 years ago from Somalia. She's a junior at Lafayette. Ahmed says it's been tough to learn English, but she's happy to be at a U.S. school as her family left behind a war-torn country. Her favorite subject is global studies, and now the Buffalo Partnership Program, or BPP for short, is helping in making gains in all her classes.
They really helped me to throughout the high school.
Do you see the other students struggling, too, with the language, the ones that from other countries?
Yeah, they are, but still they gain more help.
Ahmed plans to attend a private college when she graduates next year and would like to be a lawyer. Ahmed is one of many foreign students benefiting from the program at Lafayette's.
They come here with a lot of knowledge, creativity, and imagination, and I think they need time to be able to meet the standards in addition to what they already bring to the table.
University professor Phenice Boyd is with UB's Graduate School of Education. She worked to capture a 3-year, $600,000 state grant to establish this project. The program is now entering its third year of the grant. There are four goals: Common Core, language, culture, and integration of technology for teaching and learning.
The other piece is that we have a consultant who has a background in ESL who's been providing the coaches with some strategies to help the teachers and the students to be able to meet the standards and the work that we're doing in the school. So I think that's one different piece of our project that I think it's really important.
UB already had a partnership with Lafayette for its student teachers, but now this partnership provides three UB coaches who work at Lafayette 4 days a week, side by side with teachers. They help navigate a huge international population where students are speaking up to 40 different languages.
I'm truly excited about the opportunity of having a real partnership and link and connection with a university, and having university and practice collaborating and coordinating supports and instructional strategies for our staff and supports for our students.
Lafayette Principal Naomi Suri is thrilled with this partnership. It actually provides professional development while on the job. Principal Suri's school has been under fire as a failing school, but she noted they're working diligently toward English immersion programs as part of its turnaround efforts.
Well, in the last, I'd say, 3 months or so, we have evolved as a school, but we also have evolved as a state, and there are definitely conversations at the state level regarding even the push for waivers for our ESL students.
Suri says at her school it's never been about avoiding the Common Core, but instead being practical for a student's dignity in learning the English language. UB experts are the right support in coaching Lafayette teachers.
But it also links us to the fact that there's a linguistics department and research. UB is a research university, and they have been so open and willing to provide us with that level of support, which we don't, as educators, have the time to do.
One of the key components of Common Core is the emphasis on language arts.
You can take a student from where they are and give them sentence frames to work with or things like that and help them with the vocabulary they have, use a lot of visuals and pictures.
UB's Lisa Roof is an instructional coach. She works to assist teachers through several strategies in aiding students in learning English.
I think one of the hardest parts for the teachers is to help the students have opportunities to talk in the classroom.
The BPP Collaborative with UB, it's been fantastic because they've been so adaptable to this particular population and to the framework they've been presented with.
Daniel Murtha is an ESL coach at Lafayette. The UB coaches help him to adapt his work with the other school teachers.
For a teacher, the single biggest struggle is time. They don't have time to teach all of this material, to pre-teach all of the vocabulary necessary to understand these concepts. You have to learn the history of the world in 2 years.
It's daunting. I think some of the students feel a little overwhelmed with what they're required to do.
Robert Johnson is an ESL and ELA teacher at Lafayette. Teachers meet with their UB coaches weekly.
They bring a camera and an iPad in to each of the classes, and they will videotape the class and then take out bits and pieces of it and email us and ask us for reflections about certain points of the videotaped lesson.
In the final weeks of the school year, Lafayette's hallways were filled with students changing classes as they prepared for Regents exams, which began yesterday. Some of the students were also finalizing their project for an iPad Expo. It's where they showed off their work from the BPP Collaborative publicly. In the school auditorium, we found Miaga Miaga, a second-year high school student at Lafayette who's from Sudan. Miaga was rehearsing his presentation.
I've lived here for 5 years now, and we used an app called iMovie to create a movie trailer for the book, The Pearl.
The Partnership Collaborative is providing a three-way learning experience. Lafayette teachers receiving coaching, students learning in new ways, and at the same time, UB coaches saw firsthand classroom challenges they in turn can take back to the university to assist in training future teachers. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.